Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and we're sticking around here this morning for a few extra minutes with my special guest, JP Sears. If you missed our interview that we did on This Week with Dr. T, you can go back and watch it on Cloud Hub, or you can sign into your membership area and watch it there. We covered some really amazing things, and he's agreed to stay on here for a couple of extra minutes to do a deep dive with Dr. T on asking him a couple of personal questions that we didn't get to in that interview. So, JP, thank you so much for staying with us here for a couple of extra minutes this morning.
Absolutely. If I had it my way, Sherry, we'd be hanging out together the whole day, but you think you have more important things to do. So I'm
That's
glad to be
probably
here.
it. So, one question that I wanted to ask you is, what drives you? I mean, what makes you stay in this fight? I know we talked a lot about freedom and passion about different things like that, but at a deeper core level, what really drives you to stay in this fight no matter what?
Three things: children, God, and joy. My son, he'll be turning 4 before too long, and I'm very convinced that we all of us, if you're alive listening to this, we are authoring what the landscape is going to look like that our children and grandchildren will live in. They're going to choose how they navigate it, but we're currently choosing their landscape. And knowing, we're living in a pretty pivotal time in history where the landscape could be wide open, beautiful, free, or we can look at, unfortunately, what's happened in some other countries around the world and throughout history where that all gets eroded. It's kind of like the landscape's going to look like one of those two. I don't think it's going to be in the middle. And there's nothing more important to me in my life than my son. And I realize other people's children, they're just other versions of my little Wilder. So while my son's my biggest motivator, I just being a parent, I just have so much care about other children. And I think they deserve a beautiful world to inherit. I mentioned God as a motivator. I'm not going to pretend like I'm the most tapped in person in the world, but I do my best to differentiate between what I want and what God wants to live through me. So I do my best to be a servant to that, to have the awareness to listen and feel what's God asking me to do. And then I do my best to have the courage to freaking do it. So I do feel like the past 4 years where my mission, what I stand for, what I get out to the world, it's all around standing for freedom and fighting against anything that's not that, because I think ultimately evil is just control. So that's kind of the opposite of God's way. And then the third motivator being joy. It's life is I mean, to say it, obviously, it's a sacred gift. And there's even today, like we can say, yeah, there's a lot of challenges and curses in the world. Yeah. But especially if you're in America, you're gonna have a ratio of about 99 blessings for every one curse or challenge. We tend to notice the challenges more because our brains see them as a threat. We got to address it. We need to focus on that. And yeah, they do need focus, but let's not forget, the world is our country, especially. It's just there's so much opportunity for joy and delight. And I guess what I'm saying is I love life so much that I feel very driven to stand for the very thing that allows the joy and the delight to exist, which is freedom. You go anywhere, whether it's a prison or a country run through totalitarianism or communism, try to find a lot of joy there. Not going to find as much, even though I'm sure there's still opportunities, but the foundation of freedom just makes so much beauty possible. So children, God, and joy, pursuit of happiness is seemingly what drives me.
Wonderful. You know, JP, you're pretty young. You know, you've got a young son. You're 40. That's 4 years old. You're, I believe, in your 40s. So you
I'm
said,
87, Sherry. I take a lot of collagen. No, I'm 43.
you got a long, productive life ahead of you. But if suddenly, for whatever reason, you know, some act of God, some car accident, something like that, you dropped over dead tomorrow, how would you like to be remembered?
That's a great question. What would the first answer that comes to my mind? I'd love to be remembered through values that are adopted from my son, and he lives, and he doesn't even have to associate, oh, this came from my dad. But I'm far from perfect, so hopefully doesn't inherit too many of my imperfections. But if he could adopt my values that I think are good, and those could live through them, that would be the best way to be remembered, just kind of like an act of living what mattered most to me. And specifically, if my son can follow his heart and have the courage to act on it, that would be the greatest value for him to remember as he's living it. And then at a broader scale, how I'd like to be remembered, someone who was kind, someone who cared, and someone who knew how to not take things so seriously, even knew how to not take seriously that which is fairly serious. So someone who could find levity and joy even out of unjoyful would be pretty cool. People could remember me that way. And we'll see. Maybe the mainstream media will write my obituary and like anti-vaxxer, and he was just a COVID denier. He's a really bad guy. Hopefully, that's not the memory. Depends on who's authoring it.
Well, I'm going to ask you these next couple of questions, just a series of quick answers,
Yeah.
just fun questions. Like, for one thing, what do you like to do for fun?
It's a great question. That's hard to answer. I have next to no free time. So my fun, I mean, it primarily comes from just what I do. I mean, being a comedian, if you're not having fun doing what you're doing something wrong. So, just yesterday I was writing a comedy video on the vice presidential debate, and it was like a new format I thought of, and then like the debate was just like tumults. Like, how can you not have fun watching his debate clips? So I had such a great time writing that video, and today I get to film it. And then, working out, even though it's like kind of pain and suffering, I find that fun. Being with my son, so much fun doing that. So I think luckily my fun isn't found through specific isolated activities that are just once in a while things, but my day-to-day life, if I'm not too stressed or taking things too seriously, there's a lot of fun throughout my day with my work, my parenting, and working out.
That's cool.
Oh, and by the way, conversations with friends, that's they're the best.
That's even more cool. So, do you have a favorite type of music or musician or genre that you like to listen to?
No, I'm all over the map. I tend to listen to more old stuff than I listen to next to no current music. I think a lot of it is just crappy, shallow, and I was hanging out with Mickey Willis the other day, and he's talking about the different like frequencies and kind of sciencey stuff about how today's music is largely just like meant to dumb people down. And I'm like, well, that makes sense why I don't like it. So yeah, everything from like old classic rock to like Dave Matthews Band, even though he had a weird stance on the vaccines, like, yeah, I have a vax card to get in my shows. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Yeah, so I'm all over the map on music, not heavy metal or super heavy metal, and not shallow pop culture stuff.
Cool. So, you know, you mentioned and that you traveled around a lot when you were working with Paul Check. And I imagine you've probably traveled a lot on, just on your own too. Do you have a favorite country? And if you do, is why do you like that country so much?
Yeah, the Australia has always been near and dear to me. I haven't been back there in maybe 8 years. But the beauty of Australian beaches and the mentality of the people, it was, I just loved it. Manly, just outside of Sydney, in Australia is beautiful. The Central Coast beaches are just exquisite. And the thing about Australia that I love so much, it's different enough that it's unique, but it's real, it's not so different that it's just like culture shock. You're not taking in like only new things. So the fact that it's English speaking, but there's like differences in vernacular and mentality, and the Australian humor is harsh, and I just love it. And the physical beauty there is pretty amazing. And they take their coffee very seriously in Australia, which I appreciate.
Well, it's so funny when people talk about saying they're going to go to Australia. I think that at least most Americans who tend to be pretty geographically challenged have no idea how large the country is. So
Yeah.
when you say you're going, it'd be like if you lived in somewhere in Europe and said, "Well, I'm going to go to the US." It's like
Yeah.
where and what? It's very diverse and very different because it's a big country. There's a lot of things to see and to
Yeah.
do there. So it's two more questions to answer to ask you today. What is, of all the things that you've experienced in your life, is there something that stands out as the most important event in your life?
Yeah, the birth of my son,
I thought you were going to say that.
it was a home birth, so it was just a really beautiful, sacred setting. And when he came out, I mean, I'd never cried like that. And to say they were tears of joy would be an understatement. They were like tears of awe. It was just like God's happening right here. And then even for weeks later, I could just be holding my son, and I would be spontaneously crying, just very aware of this sacred little guy that I'm holding. And what that experience, one, life just started making a lot more sense to me, and like God is like palpable here. And also what it taught me is it how I interpret it is, I don't think love comes from people. I think love comes from God, and it channels through people. And if we kind of unkink ourselves like a garden hose, it can just pour out. And the amount of love that wants to channel through us to flow from us to our child, it originates from God through us to our child. That is the best experience in life that I've ever lived. Just being able to feel that love as it flows through us. I mean, what's greater than love, let alone a Niagara Falls portion of it? So, birth of my son.
That doesn't surprise me because whenever, this last hour or so that we've been talking, whenever you've talked about him, you just light up. So it doesn't
Yeah.
really surprise me that you said that. So as we close out our time here together in our deep dive this morning, JP, what words of wisdom would you like to offer our listeners?
Yeah, I would share, in my opinion, what you do right now, it matters. And what you don't do, that matters. We're moving the needle. You are moving the needle. And if you choose to be proactive and knowing your principles, living your principles, representing your principles with your words and your actions, you will be moving the needle in a beautiful direction. And those who say, well, I'm not going to get involved, you are getting involved. You're just you're the passivity is very welcomed by tyrannical people, and that's contributing the needle to move in the opposite direction. So if make no mistake about it, you're not insignificant. You are a cell in the body of humanity. And what you choose to do, what you choose to stand for, and how you choose to stand for it, what you make your life about, that really matters. And that's exciting because that's a big responsibility. It means, wow, we can make a difference. Yes. And because it's a big responsibility, it can also scare people. Yet there's nothing more rewarding than letting your life be for something greater than yourself. And in fact, I think if anybody's, we all have our dark days, whether it's depression or just feeling low. The best thing I know to do for that, learned it from Tony Robbins, is don't make it about yourself. If you make your life for something greater than yourself, that is a life worth living, and you feel that fulfillment. And of course, take great care of yourself along the way. We can't neglect ourselves in the pursuit of just other people. But yeah, make your life for something greater than yourself would be my words of wisdom.
That's really beautiful. That's really, really true. Well, I want to thank you so much, JP, for this extra time that you've given us this morning. Tell people where your website is and where they can best find your work.
Yeah, best place for my work is my website. It's got links to YouTube channel and all the things. You can also jump onto my email list if you'd like to stay in touch and not outsource the potential for being in touch to big tech, who they're entering the season of deplatforming. So my website is awakenwithjp.com.
Very good. Well, I want to thank all my premium podcast members and all the rest of you podcast members that support us. Your monthly contribution is really what keeps us afloat and keeps us doing so many things for you and with you. So with that, I want to close with Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until we meet again on the next broadcast, or until you join us in one of our other many broadcasts that we do during the week at the Tenpenny Podcast, I want to stay with us. Stay strong, lean into God, and trust Him for everything. JP, thank you again so much, and good luck with your future pursuits. And I hope to talk to you again real soon.
Thank you, Sherry.
All right. Take care, everyone. Goodbye, and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.